Hola, hola, hola. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. This is Marty Angel, your host, and I am so incredibly grateful for you to be here on this podcast and this episode. You know, there are no coincidences in this world. There is no coincidence that you stop by to hear this episode. It is important that you understand that sometimes we speak English, and sometimes we speak Español, and sometimes we speak Spanglish. Hablamos Español, hablamos Inglés, y a veces hablamos Spanglish. But any way you look at it, this episode is going to be amazing. Once again, this is Marty Angel, your host, Empowering Latina Coach. I am a Latina business coach, and I help the bilingual Latina women entrepreneurs, mujerpreneurs, gain clarity and focus on who they serve so they can up-level from brick and mortar to click and order and rock their six figures. I love coaching the mujerpreneur. But let's get to it. You will enjoy today's episode. I'm so excited. Hoy vamos a tener una plática sumamente importante. Yo sé que les va a gustar. Ready? And today's episode is sponsored by...
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. And once again, I am so incredibly grateful. Estoy muy agradecida que llegaron aquí a este podcast, este episodio, this episode, because there are no coincidences in life. You came here, as I said before, because you were supposed to listen to us. And today, let me tell you about today. Today, I get to interview a beautiful woman that, thanks to my coaching group, I was able to meet her and so many other professional and loving, caring, down-to-earth women in the sisterhood, and I just love it. But I am so excited. This woman has a big story to tell, and you'll hear. I want to just say that this woman has inspired me. She has kicked me in the butt to be a better me, and I just want to say thank you so much. Put your hands together. Of course, I'm never going to be able to hear you, but put your hands together for Irene at Best Baby Beginnings. Por favor, vamos a darle la bienvenida a Irene de Best Baby Beginnings.
Martín, muchas gracias. Thank you for holding and making this space. I love the title of your podcast, Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Limitless, because we are limited. The human spirit, the feminine spirit is unbounded. And yes, we deserve unlimited success.
Yes, totally, totally.
Thank you for making that space, and thank you for your invitation.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, so you're going to be put on the spot today. Aquí vamos. Te voy a hacer las preguntas, and you can close your eyes, but you can't close your ears. So let's talk a little bit about you. Tell me a little bit about what's your history and before you came into starting up this Best Baby Beginnings business.
Mm-hmm. Best Baby Beginnings is not such a recent undertaking, but it was the fruit of many years working, having the privilege of working with babies. You know, my career is about, wow, I can't believe how fast time goes by, but it's been about 25 years that I've been in this career. I started as a general practitioner, but I specialized in babies. Like, I've always loved babies. They've been my favorite thing on earth. And this Best Baby Beginnings was born from working with many families, over 2 decades of working with families that needed me at Miami Children's Hospital. And then it just grew. It grew from there.
Wow. So let me ask you this. You're an occupational therapist. Is that your...
Yes. An occupational therapy is the science of helping people live really full lives. That's what we do. You know, function optimally, if you want to say it like that. And I do that for babies, for children.
Ah, that is so amazing. So let me ask you this. Because here in Mujer de Éxito, we always talk about your personal historia of resilience. Mm-hmm. And I know that, you know, that you have many stories, but could you tell me a story of resilience that pushed you forward into creating Best Baby Beginnings?
There's many stories that go into this, and partly is the people that I met throughout my career and what they needed and what inspired me. I saw many families that, you know, they were in circumstances that are not ideal. We were in the neonatal intensive care unit and cardiac care unit. And it started building within me just how important that time is and how everyone deserves the best beginning to life. And every parent wants the best beginning for their babies. And then after a while, I just did not want to be limited to just doing it in the setting of the hospital. I had a private practice. And finally, I decided to jump online because that is where I can reach the most families, and all kinds of families, not just families with special needs or during traumatic events, which has been my privilege to learn from. But I want to reach everybody. Mm. And so, yeah, that was a huge decision. And it was a gradual building, you know, of a whole lifetime, really.
Okay.
You know, expanding and expanding and wanting to serve more people.
That's beautiful. Now, let me ask you this. So, you know, in doing all of this, do you have children of your own? What's your story there?
My story is that I did not have the fortune of finding a significant other until much later in life. So yes, I've wanted to have a baby since forever, but I think doing it alone was not my favorite thing because I need a lot of support. I think we all do. And now that I work with new moms and expectant moms, I mean, it just reinforces how important the community is. And of course, there's a good independent, self-started initiative. I wanted to do it all myself, but there's limits to what you can do on your own. I think that you need a good support system, a nest. For me, my significant other was, you know, someone that I really needed to kind of help me form a family of my own. Mm. And that didn't come till much later in life. And we didn't find each other till we were almost 50 years old. So it's, yeah. At this point, I don't know if we'll adopt or not. We'll see.
Yeah, and that's great. That's
the most sacred things to give life from your own body. But it didn't happen to me personally. I mean, I tried. Trust me, I tried. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
Right, right. And that's a beautiful story. That, and
you can't control everything.
And that just that is a story of resilience in and of itself, because so many people, I know so many, and especially Latinas and in the Latino culture, I know how like having a child with your own body is like, it's the thing. I remember being, I think I was 18. I was 18 and I get a phone call from my father's brother, and he calls me up because at 18, I was already 2 years into college because I graduated early. Mm-hmm. So he calls me up and he says, mija, pues que te vas a quedar a vestir santos o que onda?
What a pressure.
I know. And I was like,
oh my God.
I was like, Dio, I'm barely 18. So for those of you are listening and are not bilingual, basically my uncle called me and said, hey, what are you going to do? Are you going to be a nun? That's the essence of what he said. Is it you're going to be a nun or what? Are you going to have kids or what? When are you going to get married? It was like, whoa. So back in the day, that's what it was, you know. And so in the Latino community, it's like you get married. And yes. I mean, I was a little kid and I just thought it was natural, right? It just was, yeah. That's how God did it. You got married and then God gave you a big belly, boom, you know?
No, well, I thankfully took my time and I'm really glad that, honestly, I'm really glad that I did not get married earlier. I think the person I am now is so different. And the relationships, not that every relationship that comes into your life doesn't teach you something, but I think I finally found the right person for me. And that is such a huge determinant of, you know, the kind of support you're going to have. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I like the fact that I took my time.
Yeah, I agree. You know, we my husband and I this year, a few weeks ago, just celebrated our 40th.
That's right. I saw that. Congratulations.
But you know what? It's like we grew up together. Yeah, yes. He was older than I was, right? Not a whole lot, but still, you know, 4 or 5 years still was a lot back in the day. But he had already graduated college and all of that. And but it's like, wow, you know, we look at each other and go, geez, you know, I call him dad because he's my kid, he's their dad, right? So I just call him dad. We just, you know, and so I go, dad, God, we grew up together.
We
and
built a life together.
Yeah. And it's like, what if I, you know, and being facetious, what if ya no te quiero, you know, what if I, you know, but I've had you longer than your mother. And luckily he knows, you know, he knows that, you know, the silliness, but that's amazing. But talk to me a little bit more about your business. You are now, you have moved out of clinical practice and you said that you went into private practice. Tell me a little bit about the private practice.
Okay. Both things happened simultaneously. I was about 10 years at the hospital when a colleague of mine convinced me to start a private practice. And so I was able to juggle both my job at the hospital and my private practice, which was essentially like an early intervention center and for kids that needed specialized therapy. And so that lasted for 18 years. I was at the hospital. I know it sounds like a lot of time, but it was part of it was simultaneously. Uh-huh. So I had my practice for 18 years. I finally decided to gift wrap it and send it on because that's when I decided to take the leap of going online and reaching all families, not just families of special needs, because I've had some wonderful, wonderful teachers, you know, my families and my babies, which was actually heartbreaking to leave the hospital. I have to say that was one of the most difficult decisions because it was, you know, that time of life, it's such an imprinting field. It's such a, I call it the field of miracles, because it taught me just how miraculous the human spirit is and the love between parents and children and how much you want to give your baby that best beginnings and what you'll do and the timing in the of that of those first few months, what you can do there is, frankly, it's miraculous. I call it the field of miracles. That's
beautiful. And in Spanish is donde se hacen los milagros, ¿verdad?
Exactamente. Bueno, el milagrito ya venimos todos. All of us are a different miracle. We all come with that imprinted in us. But the first few months in life are completely formative. And we right. sense that. But parents don't always know what to do. And what I have learned from my years of practice and the kids that I've and the families I've interacted with, frankly, is priceless. And I do want to share that with new families and growing families.
So let me ask you this. So, and I know this happened to me, but when you give birth, mm-hmm. you know, you hit it on the nail where it's like, okay, we don't innately know what to do. No, it's kind of like you have an intuition, and but I have seen friends of mine that gave birth and were so scared to be parents that they, you know, you can't really screw it up, but that they were like so afraid to move to do things. Is that normal? Have you seen that in your practice when parents?
Of course. And that's one of the main reasons that I developed Best Baby Beginnings, because it's a system and a structure that parents can rest into and take the time to actually follow their instincts. Because right now, Marty, it's really hard to be a parent. There's so much information coming at you from, I mean, what do you do? When? Who's the expert? What do I need to do now? What do I do later? What do I buy now? What do I buy later? Like, let's take the whole store home and half of it you're not even going to use. What is essential? I mean, that's what parents need to know, and who to trust. Among it, how to trust yourself, because you have it in you. But if you have so much coming in you at once, I think it's really difficult to focus on the important job of being a parent. And that is the most important thing that you'll probably do in your life.
Yeah. I totally agree with that. And, you know, in retrospect, looking back, so when I became pregnant, I was, you know, in my late 20s. And I remember that, you know, my OBGYN, I was teaching aerobics, and there was a man and his wife, and they loved my classes. I had opened up my own, spa, and they were some of my best customers. And lo and behold, he was a pediatric specialist. He was a pediatric and had his own practice and still worked the hospital children's. Mm-hmm. And he ended up being my coach. Without knowing it, you know, in retrospect, I'm going like, wow, because I was so scared that I was going to screw it up. And he just guided me. I remember taking the baby to him, and then he said to me, and I had a book. Okay. So I had a book, sometimes too much information.
Yes.
Right. So I had this book, and I'm looking through it, and he looks at me and he goes, Marty. And I go, yes. And he takes the book from my hand and he tosses it into the trash. And he says, honey, let me ask you, sit down, baby. And you know, because that's how he had got my hands, and I had the baby, right? You know, I was holding, he got my hands, and he says, I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to go deep inside, and you know the answer. Get out of your head and into your, you know, and into your heart. And he said to me, because it was a deal about, I was reading that you had to let the baby cry all night. Right. And you just had to. And it just broke my heart, because as Latinas, we don't do that. Uh-huh. You know, uh-huh. We were not done that. And I had so many Anglo friends, and we don't do that. And it just didn't sit with me. And so
sits me down and looks at me, and he was African American, beautiful man. And Dr. Leon Kelly. So if any of my listeners know him, you know, tell him I said hello. But he looked at me, he grabbed my hands, and I'll never forget. He transcended my spirit, and he says to me, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you feel comfortable leaving the baby to cry in another room as you're sleeping? And I said, no, I can't sleep. He goes, then get the baby. What do you feel comfortable doing? I said, I feel comfortable going and putting the baby right next to me, and my husband's okay with it, and he loves having the baby in the middle. And he says, there it is. Then that's what you do. Yeah. And that is so important, right?
I'm so glad you had a coach next to you.
Yeah, I didn't realize he was a coach.
The time. Yeah, but he took the time, especially as a pediatrician. I mean, they're in charge of the medical aspect, which is in some ways is kind of limiting because it's like just one aspect of the many things that happen in development. I'm an expert in development, so I can kind of just like cut it, you know, simplify it for you and demystify it for you because it's very mysterious and it's very complex. The whole point is that you need to be able to trust yourself, not be so overwhelmed with information that you can't even listen to yourself. I mean, that's another reason why I created Best Baby Beginnings, so that people are able to listen to themselves, their own instincts, and do what's right for them. Choose what is right for you.
So let me ask you this. So are you then, he ended up being my coach because that, let me tell you, that was not the first and the last time that he pretty much bailed me out of, as my dad would say, te estás ahogando en un vaso de agua. You're drowning in a glass of water. He saved me from drowning quite a few times. Yeah. So let me ask you this. Is that what you do? Are you a coach? Tell me exactly. For my listeners, what do you do?
I do a little bit more. Why would they need you?
Okay. So tell me.
One thing, I am a trained occupational therapist, and we know how to facilitate, because I'm pediatric specialty and I have neurodevelopmental certifications and sensory integration certification. How that benefits you is that I know what the windows are in the nervous system and how to maximize those windows. Plus, I've had a lot of experience with babies, like over 2 decades of them. So I had a lot of little teachers that, in addition to all that training, showed me just how everything comes together, both in the ways that we expect and also the unexpected ways. So yes, I am an expert on development. I can demystify it for you. I can show you, okay, now you need to focus on this. And what's your instinct telling you? Now, this is right here, and then you need this other stuff. And it's definitely a lot more than what you would get from a pediatrician. A pediatrician is not really meant to be a developmental specialist. You really need to help them advocate for you medically. And medically is just one aspect, your physical health or your baby's physical health and your own is just one aspect of your health. And definitely development goes way beyond that, you know, how we unwrap ourselves into the world. And lately, even more than that, it's not just about the baby. It's about the whole family unit, because the baby is not separate from the mother and the parents at that stage of life. So dealing with that whole unit as it expands, as it grows, and to do it in a way that helps both baby and parents thrive, as we all deserve to thrive. You know, unbounded success? Yes.
Right.
Thriving limitlessly.
Right. Beautiful. So let me ask you this then. So if somebody were to hire you, how do they go about hiring you, and how do they know they need you? Two questions. Sorry. Do they know they need you? ¿Cómo saben que necesitan? ¿Cómo saben que te necesitan?
Bueno, me parece que muchos papás, they go through that panic phase when they're waiting for the baby because they're feeling it, right? You're getting there, and you know you're going to be responsible for a whole being that doesn't yet speak the language. And you're going to have to sort through, you know, this huge responsibility and know just how to do what is best for this little thing that's now your sole responsibility, and take care of yourself. I mean, that's a huge challenge right there, you know? Yes. So what I'm doing is actually getting myself out there as Best Baby Beginnings in all the social media so that people will be able to find me and know that there's a system that they can trust. And the way they get to know me is by going to some of my classes, which I'm holding. I'm trying to hold them at least once monthly so that parents, expectant parents and new parents, can get to know me and see where I come from and how I can help them build the best foundations to life with their babies.
Okay.
In a win-win relationship, because this whole idea of, you know, we got to put the baby above everybody else, and it's not a competition. It's like, we need to be able to take care of the mommy, the baby, and the whole shebang. It needs to be a win-win for everyone. And that's not always easy. And that's why I want parents to get to know me so that I can be part of their support system and offer them a system, a proven system, like Best Baby Beginnings.
Wow, that's amazing. So you hold their hand pretty much, and and then, you know, yeah, that was important for me. I didn't realize how much he had coached me, but he was my friend, and, you know, and he was the head of pediatrics at the hospital where he was, but he was my friend first.
Yes.
And he stepped in as my friend, became my baby's doctor after, right? Because before that we were friends, and right. and that was the beauty. And his wife was a neonatal nurse.
Yeah, I've had the privilege of working
and,
with lots
and it was
of
just them. Amazing. And they had a blended family, and they had a blended family. He had three kids. It was like the Brady Bunch. He had three kids, and then they blended.
Wow. Do they have any together?
No, they just came, and they met each other later in life. And I think they met each other when they were like in their late 30s, early 40s. And they had already had, and it was just amazing. And I'm just so grateful for that man, because and his family, they were just such a beautiful family, and they just meant so much.
Yes, but you're also emphasizing the need for a community. It's not that he was just your pediatrician, but I am sure beyond him, beyond that family that you were friends with, which, we're also growing a community at Best Baby Beginnings, because we can't do it all by ourselves. I mean, you can't rely on just one person. You need to have a team. And I'm sure your team included members of your family, too. I think today, one of the hardest things to parent is that we here, especially in the United States, are very isolated. And we need a social structure to support us. Our families, yes. Our friends, yes. Our great pediatricians, yes. But in addition to that, we need a net of support. I call it a nest. I have a little complimentary session that I offer for parents to be that is called How to Build Your Nest of Support. Because you want to be nested, especially that first trimester that the baby comes out of the womb. You know, both you and your baby are a unit, and you're developing together.
Right. And it's so important nowadays with so much, like you said, so much information now. There's like information overload, and sometimes information is good. It's like, you know, with what I do, so much information that you end up not doing anything, right?
Exactly. You shut down, and that's what the nervous system does. When too much comes to you at once, your nervous system shuts down. The babies do that too. You know, when we give them too much input, they shut down on us. I mean, they won't look at us. They'll be like, whoa, wait. It's the right. same prospect, you know, and it's about choosing what is right for you and doing it at the right time.
That's amazing.
So that's something that's I definitely amazing. Want to facilitate or ease for new parents and parents to be.
Well,
another thing that you just brought up, my dear, you were talking about your story with the pediatrician, and you were born as a mother too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just the baby, but what the transition of the mother and the parents have when they first bring a new child into the world is huge.
Yeah.
So it's not the same person as you were before. I'm sure.
No.
It changes forever.
Forever. And you know, it's so true. It's like from that moment, the moment you give birth to that baby, at least for me, it was, I was like, I could feel the transformation, not just in my body, but in my spirit. I tend to be very, I'm empathic and have been accused of being psychic. I'm accused, right? And I have some gifts that I thought were normal. So I was very attuned to the fact that I went from who I was to who I was supposed to be at that time. And it's just amazing. Yeah, you're so right.
Who you were supposed to be. I want parents to find who they are at that moment.
Exactly. Who and I was supposed to be at that moment.
And establish that relationship, which is going to last for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
But it begins, I mean, I'm sure you knew, being the empathic person that you are, I'm sure you knew your baby before birth.
Oh, yes.
And one of my propositions is that, yes, once the baby comes out of the womb, we start relating differently, of course, but it is a parent, it's also a parent's privilege to remember what their babies already know. I mean, their babies, we forgot as adults what it was like to be a baby, but that primal language is ingrained within us. And there's lots of beautiful communication and concepts and potential and abilities that happen in that time that are nonverbal.
Yes. Oh, yes.
But also the parents remembering what they already have within them, you know, mm-hmm. to nurture themselves and nurture this new life that is in their arms.
Right. Yeah. Well, I am just so, I mean, we could talk for hours, but I am just so incredibly grateful for you, and I'll have to have you on again, and this time we'll do a live so that people can ask you questions. But let me ask you this, where can people find you?
They can find me at bestbabybeginnings.com, and we are in social media. Okay, thanks to Marty, I'm increasing my social network now because she just taught me how to be on Instagram. But I am on Facebook, I am on LinkedIn. Irene Martinez, Irene Martinez in Facebook, but I'm Best Baby Beginnings pretty much everywhere. You can find me.
Best Baby Beginnings. Yes. That's, I just want to say it. Best Baby Beginnings. She is bilingual, is mujerpreneur, and you also have a gift. I saw that you have a gift for the listeners. Mm-hmm. And how do they get that gift?
Well, actually, they go to Best Baby Beginnings.com. They click on that link. They will be guided to a class. It's a complimentary class. And it's a wonderful workshop about making the moments count. Making those moments that are really going to impact the rest of your lives.
So,
I call them miracle moments because that's what they are. And I'm
momentos
telling you,
all, de milagros, my experience, yes.
all my experience, I mean, both training, but mostly the interactions that I had with the families that I've had the privilege of working with for the last 20 some years. I mean, they are miracles. So I think there's a quote by about, you know, everything in your life, you can see it as a miracle, or I can show you those miracles, and I just don't want you to miss them. So come to Best Baby Beginnings and make the moments that create the miracles in your life.
Oh, I love that. Momentos de milagros, right?
Sí.
Miracle moments.
Momentos milagrosos. Oh. No los vamos a tomar así for granted, because we don't want to take him for granted. Oye, ¿cómo se dice eso en inglés? In español, taking it for granted.
You know what? That's a good question, because taken for granted is not really something that is in that we have in the Latin, in the Hispanic language, ¿verdad? We have a semblance of it, like no me tomes el pelo or something like that, right? But I don't think
we just don't want to miss the miracles. That's the point. We don't want to miss the miracles of that time of life. Yeah.
Right. And if there is a listener out there and you know what it is that we're asking right now, like taking for granted, I want you to message us. Yeah. So that I'm so excited. This is, once again, thank you for listening to Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. Today, it was my privilege to have Irene Martinez from Best Baby Beginnings. And remember to make sure to download this podcast. And if you know a Mujer de Éxito that needs to be on this show, then please drop me a line and message me.
Definitely.
Thank you. Thank you, Irene. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you for creating this space, my dear.
Absolutely. This episode brought to you by Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. The Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask locks in intense moisture to perfectly prime your skin for restful sleep. Apply this relaxing hydration serum several times a week to pamper yourself and radiate your healthier looking complexion. Sheet masking is all the rage right now. Make it a regular part of your healthy skincare regimen today. Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. Click the link below and get yours today.